decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our civic media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. As we head into the new year, both shoppers and businesses are bracing for potential tariffs. Judith Ruiz Branch talks with a Wisconsin small business owner who says there couldn't be a worse time.
Eau Claire Outdoors is a shop that sells gear for camping and backwoods experiences. Owner Kate Felton says she carries products manufactured both in the U.S. and elsewhere.
The Trump tariffs really couldn't come at a worse time for small businesses. Certainly, there's no good time for this to come, but this moment in particular is just a very dangerous moment for prices to increase on small businesses.
Eau Claire small businesses saw record low sales this past year, she adds, including the lowest turnout for Small Business Saturday in over a decade. President-elect Donald Trump has promised to impose a new slate of tariffs as soon as he enters office in January. Tariffs, or taxes on imports, are paid by businesses purchasing goods from other countries. Economists say tariffs are typically passed on to consumers of anything the U.S. imports, from electronics and home goods to gas. Economics Department Chair Thomas Kemp at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire says he suspects a significant number of businesses in the state would feel the effects.
Let's say a small Wisconsin business is dependent upon a Chinese supplier for, say, machinery and equipment. That's going to impact them significantly. Or if they're a retailer that sells primarily goods and services made in China, they're going to be impacted by this.
In 2022, Wisconsin imports totaled $41 billion, the highest level recorded in state history, according to Wisconsin Economic Development. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks lose to the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Bulls at the United Center last night, 116-111. Damian Lillard was back, scoring 29 points. Giannis out a fourth straight game, dealing with back spasms and a flu bug. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers after the loss.
You know, if guys are out, they're out, and you still want to win games. I think we should have won the last two games, but should have in doing it is two different things. And, you know, I don't look back like, okay, well, yeah, we could have been 18-12, but we're not. You know what I'm saying? So what are you going to do about it? You're going to go and keep building. Hopefully we get everybody back. We start playing well and get back to the way we were playing.
Men's college hockey. The Badgers in the final of the holiday faceoff at Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee tonight against UConn. Wisconsin beating Ferris State yesterday 8-0 to advance. NFL. Packers at the Vikings. A recap coming up tonight after the game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The music of the stars. Good morning. It's the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on the air till high noon central and worldwide at civicmedia.us. I don't know, was it a very good year? It's only a notation on a calendar. We have to have something to go on, hmm? And it's an anniversary, you know. Come on, think. Which one? No, that's not that one, no. It's the 25th anniversary of the millennium. How easy to forget. I worked that night, yeah. For a reason, they thought everything was going to fall apart worldwide. Turn out somebody out in Connecticut, I think it was, had forgotten to boot up the computer, and so that guy had problems, but everybody else kind of slid on through. And I bought a $24 pizza, had it delivered. Oh, they knew how to charge. I'm Lou Regani. Yeah, this is a reminiscing sort of holiday. You look at it this way, it's only a page on a calendar. But it means a lot, doesn't it? Let's be honest. Irvin Drake wrote this. And the first recording was by the Kingston Trio.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light on the village green. When I was 17, a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with perfumed hair that came undone. When I was 20, independent means, we'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine old cakes. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and it was a very good year.
Remembering a very good life. Here's Edie Gourmet.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dream, the splendid things I plan, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wayward pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. Yesterday, so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday when I was young.
Start the new year right, 12 o'clock at night, when they dim the light, let's begin.
It was a very good year.
It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
Gordon Jenkins. What an arranger that guy was. Here's Jerome Kern. Well, Ella Fitzgerald doing his work with Nelson Riddle on the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sequestered days, olden days, golden days, days of mad romance and love.
Stan Kenton, Otto Harbaugh, and Jerome Kern. On the Music of the Stars, Stephen Eady. One of their greatest hits. I'll be on the air with you on New Year's Eve, 7 p.m. till 1 Central.
I'll stay with you.
Music of the Stars. Next up, Doris Day.
My love and devotion will always be true. Now and forever, I live for you. My love and devotion are yours, yours alone. Kiss me, beloved, say you're my own. I kiss your lips, sweet and tender. They open heaven's door. Won't you surrender forevermore? My love will grow deeper as time passes by. Deep as the ocean and as high as the sky, my love, my devotion are yours till I ocean, and as high as the sky, my love, my devotion, are yours till I die.
Milton Carson wrote then, The Music of the Stars. Here once again, Gordon Jenkins. Huh? This guy is so talented that I can't imagine not doing a radio program without him. He's that good. Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra. Oh, he writes this tearful stuff. And yet he was quite a cut-up in real life. He had a desk next to the elevator, and you never knew what to expect when you got off on his floor at Capitol Records. Gordon Jenkins.
Touches the sand.
as it touches the sand.
They see her rise, starry-eyed, out to meet the night. No golden ring on her hand.
That's Bob Stevens with Gordon Jenkins in the orchestra. 1984, Gordon, we lost him. Here he is again with Don Burke and Betty Mulliner and Elizabeth Rinker. The music of the stars till high noon Central Time. Welcome aboard, everybody. Join us on Facebook. Eve, 7 o'clock p.m. until 1 a.m.
My love and devotion will always be true now and forever. I live for you, my
Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is from 1960 now. It's Earl Wrightson. And it's from Bells Are Ringing on Broadway and on the screens all over the world. Julie Stein, Betty Comden, Adolph Green wrote this.
Long before I knew. Someday, somehow, I pictured someone who'd walk and talk and smile as you do, and make me feel as you do. this glow. But now you really are here, and now at last I know that long before I knew you, I loved you so. That was long before I held you, long before I kissed you, long before I touched you and felt this glow. But now you really are here, and now
Wrightson with the Norman Parris Orchestra and Petula Clark.
Long before I knew you, long before I met you, I was sure I'd find you someday, somehow. I pictured someone who'd walk and talk.
That great Petula Clark. I play her songs all too seldom. And maybe we'll correct that again. That lady really knew how to crank a tune. Huh? So does Harry Connick.
Reflection in the window. I hear the people carrying on below. I know the one I love is out there somewhere. To me, that somewhere's not that far to go. Every year I make my resolution to find my love and make her all my own. But it looks like she decided not to show again. And I'll be singing Auld Lang Syne alone. People grow accustomed to their lifestyle. It's easier to settle in your way. I wish that I had someone to get used to settle down until my dying day. Nothing new for New Year for me. Nothing new for New Year for me. All I wanted was an angel that I don't expect to see. Nothing new for New Year for me. Well, it don't mean nothing if you're crying all the time and there's no one there to see your tears. And it don't mean nothing if you're passing up your prime, and I've been passing mine for years. And so my reflection in the window, I'll raise my glass and make a toast to you. I've never known a man to be heartbroken by someone that he never even knew. Nothing new for New Year for me. Nothing new for New Year for me. All I wanted was an angel that I don't expect to see. Nothing new for New Year for me.
Harry Connick puts on that accent. He does pretty well. He did a horror movie from Lake Geneva. Contact, I believe it was called. Here's Peggy Lee on the Music of the Stars news on the Columbia System in a few moments.
My dear acquaintance, it's so good to know you. For strength of your hand, that's loving and giving, and a happy new year with love overflowing, with joy in our hearts for the blessed new year. Raise your glass and we'll have a cheer for us all who are with love in our hearts, we grow fonder and fonder. Hail to those who we hold so dear, and hail to those who are gathered here, and a happy
Peggy Lee, the music of the stars.
I'm afraid I won't know how to entertain you. I've done all my stuff.
I don't need entertaining.
You wouldn't care to step into a waltz as the old year dies, would you, Mr. Case?
Yes, I would. I'd love it.
Cary Grant.
There's a conspiracy against you and me, child.
What's that?
A vested interest.
I know.
They won't let you have any fun, and they won't give me time to think.
I suppose, like the great fathead you are, you told Father all your little hopes and dreams.
Hmm?
Pretty disappointing.
Bad enough.
Poor boy.
Hey, what about your own evening?
Not so hard, either.
Poor girl.
The music of the stars. Stand by for news on CBS.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.